Well, thank you so much for joining us today on Take 10. We come to you every week with a discussion of a mental health or related issue on functioning as a caregiver and care recipient. I'm Ron Aaron, along with our co-host Carol Zernial and Dr. Jamie Heisman. Carol holds a master's degree in social gerontology, 30 years experience in the field. She's the co-chair of the RAISE National Council on Caregiving and executive director of the WellMed Charitable Foundation. Dr. Jamie Heisman serves as chief compassion officer for WellMed Medical Management. He's a leading authority on caregiver burnout, compassion fatigue, and related addictions. And we are delighted to have you with us today on Take 10. Carol, you've got a great topic for us.
Well, you know, we often talk about life is a one-way journey. And on this journey, we acquire stuff, people, habits, and that can get pretty heavy at some point. So, Jamie, I'm just wondering, how do we know when it's time to let go of things? And then how do we actually let go? It's really hard.
Letting go is probably the anthem, if you will, of therapy, right? This is about everything that therapists deal with daily, whether it's in treatment, whether it's on one-on-one, whether it's group, is how do we let go of the baggage, the excess baggage that we're carrying everywhere? And why are we carrying this baggage is the question I think I'm hearing from you. It's wonderful. Let go is a freeing emotion. You know, the gig I've always said with my clients and with myself also, I just came from therapy also, which I do every week, was letting go is essential. As soon as you accept the fact that you're powerless over other people, other places, other things, that we are only in charge of our responses to life, our responses to developing resilience, our responses to loving ourselves, our responses, if you will, to, and this is very important, to forgive ourselves and show ourselves compassion. You know, Carol, the boundaries that we set in life are there to protect us. And they also, most importantly, allow us to be, as we talk about at WellMed, be here now, be in the present. You know, what we're letting go of is literally the anxiety about tomorrow that we have absolutely zero control over, or the fear or even guilt from yesterday, which we're simply carrying with us. So to be in the moment is what we call emotional self-regulation. It's literally calming your neurological system down to be here in the moment. You're not responsible for anything else.
Well, and that sounds very freeing. I've also heard you talk about relationships, toxic relationships. Sometimes we need to let go of people in our lives who might be holding us to a past that we don't want to be in.
I'm going to say that this is a wonderful advertisement I can say to your listeners, because we deal with toxic caregiving at our charitable site, my charitable site, thetarnetwork.org. I would love for everybody to go to Instagram, and please follow us. It's called TAR Network. It's all one word, T-A-R Network. On Instagram, we have grown in 5 weeks, Carol, literally 50,000 people. And why is that? It's simply because exactly what you just said is it's so critical for us to leave toxic people behind. Everybody that joins us is either in a toxic relationship, coming out of a toxic relationship. They haven't embraced themselves and realized that the toxic relationship is with themselves. So if you're in a toxic relationship, yes, it's okay to let go. In fact, the ability to let go of relationships that don't serve us, that bully us, that don't meet us halfway, is literally going back to the exact thing that you're talking about here, is letting go. We actually accept so much in our lives that we don't need to accept. And people who overpower us, who control us, who are toxic in our presence, that don't meet us halfway, we don't need to be around them.
All right, Jamie, I want to follow up on that, but let me first let listeners know who may have just joined us. You're listening to Take 10. I'm Ron Aaron, along with our co-hosts, Carol Zernial and Dr. Jamie Heisman. So, Jamie, what if, as a caregiver, that toxic person is the care recipient?
And that happens often, Ron. Again, at the TAR Network, we deal with toxic caregiving. But I mean, high conflict caregiving, I'll call it. So we do default, right? It's just tragic. In fact, the editor of our newsletter in our book is taking care of her mom. Her mom connects on 5 indicators or greater on malignant narcissism. And she has her running around like no tomorrow. Okay. A narcissist or anybody who's that toxic, literally it's a Broadway play. They're the only one on stage and everybody's the usher. So she has had to, with my assistance and her therapist, hopefully, she has had to literally go out and get resources. And her mom's never going to gain insight. That toxic person I'm talking about kind of defaults to a child behavior. They won't develop empathy. They won't develop accountability. And they won't, everything's transactional. So she has got to bring other resources in and say, Mom, I am overwhelmed. Mom, I need to have boundaries. And Mom, you know what? I can't really deal with this sort of energy. But I know you need care. So I'm bringing in the AAA. I'm bringing in Meals for Wheels. I'm bringing in all these services. And guess what? They're going to help you greatly. But you know
now,
what?
The AAA is the AAA agency.
Yeah, forgive me. Elder, yeah.
Area Agency on Aging.
Yeah, and eldercare.gov, they've got great services. But what I'm really saying, what she's saying to her mother is literally this, you're incorrigible in so many ways, but I'm your only lifeline. And so since I'm burning out, I can't see straight, I'm bringing in all these other groups to work with you. And she did. And you know what? Oddly enough, it was a real wake-up call. Because she was able to take a break. She was able to live with her sister. And her mom got a taste of all these services that were, already challenged and overwhelmed and not necessarily on time.
But it won't change her mom's behavior.
It will not. And that's the point I think Carol's bringing up here. You have to understand something. We're all on the spectrum here of what we call attachment issues. It comes from parenting. Those who have 5 indicators or more are ones that can't change. They neurologically can't change. And so as a therapist, I can say to you, I can't change the person in front of me. 33 years of training, I can't change a person who has no empathy, no accountability. So if I can't change, you have to have radical acceptance. So what this whole topic, this beautiful topic of letting go, comes to this concept of awareness that you can't change anybody around you, okay? That you cannot. And the beauty, again, is radical acceptance that I can't change the person in front of me.
Okay, so let's shift gears. What if what we need to let go of is stuff? Not necessarily full-on hoarder, but what if we just have got to, we can't let go of, my thing's paper. I have a hard time letting go of paper. What if we can't let go of the paper or the stuff, just in case? The aluminum
foil.
That's
a huge issue. I had that 2 years ago, too. I will always admit that I'm in therapy. I'm a work in progress. We're only human beings. But again, you've heard me say this, Carol, often, and it came true to me, too, and it comes true to my patients. The more out of control we are in our minds, the more controlling we usually are in our environments. So if we can't let go of stuff, if things we gather are allowing us to stay in control of our minds, it's kind of a trigger. It's a wake-up call for us to go out and get therapy, for sure, hang around some healthy, safe people, go do emotional regulation, which is the walking Pilates yoga, find something you're passionate about, and realize that this stuff doesn't have to be there, that to be in the moment is the creative time, is to be in the moment is to get rid of stuff, not to be in the anxiety of tomorrow's and the fears of yesterday. So it's kind of a wake-up call. It's a clinical symptom. That it's a good time to go get therapy and say, why are we trying to control these pieces of paper or anything else around us?
All right. I've always suspected therapy was the response I had to get rid of these stacks.
But the beauty of this, and I know that we're short on time here, but the beauty is of our trauma model today, and complex trauma especially, we can be our own therapists. Now, I think everybody should have a therapist. I just came from mine. But I believe that we can also do through emotional regulation, breath work, Pilates, yoga, your dancing, you do. Get around healthy, safe people. We can train our mind, the neuroplasticity of our mind. So let's not get to learn helplessness that only a therapist can help us. We can be our own therapist.
Thank you.
Perfect way to say thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you for joining us on Take 10. I'm Ron Aaron, along with our co-host, Dr. Jamie Heisman and Carol Zernial. We'll do it again next time on Take 10.